religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on this August the 21st on the West Coast, now August the 22nd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. It's very nice to have you with us again this evening. Before we bring on tonight's guest, I want to thank all the people that sent a very kind and inspiring email. And I want to give a shout out to Renee, thank her for some articles and insight into how she's perceiving the shows on a night-to-night basis. And welcome and thank a couple of listeners, I call them new listeners, even though they've been listening to the show for a while, I guess, in Bellingham, Washington, Bill and Linda, thank you for your email, and thanks for listening in. And I hope all you folks tell your friends to listen to the show, as well as your enemies, because you can make them your friends, too, once they hear the truth. A lot of people are saying that they appreciated last night's guest, Vincent Bugliosi. And I'm encouraging folks to read his book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, before you come to any conclusions. Now, we did go out on a limb on a couple of issues. In fact, I tied the topic of his book and our reason for going into Iraq with the events of 9/11 and basically what the administration and the media was saying. And several people were surprised that Mr. Bugliosi hadn't explored that. But knowing him, I'm sure he will take a look at it. He'll take a much closer look, and he didn't mention that on the show. And if I can help him with any of my research or the fine research that many others have done as to what actually occurred on 9/11, there is a slew of information. And just the fact that I questioned him, that the original premise was we were going after Osama bin Laden, and I recall both the administration and the mainstream media were beating the drums that Saddam Hussein had harbored bin Laden and was facilitating and actually funding the works of al-Qaeda in Iraq. That was the original reason why we went into Iraq. So I brought that up with Mr. Bugliosi, and he's not to be faulted for not being a computer person. But he was very receptive of the information. So I just wanted to point that out to any of the listeners that took issue with that. As he mentioned, and I mentioned to my listening audience, a few times I had the opportunity to meet him back in 1988. And we talked about a good many things back at that time. And he recalled that, which was kind of flattering because a man of his importance and as many people as he deals with on a day-to-day basis throughout his career, I was just a drop in the bucket, if that much. And we had a very interesting interview. I enjoyed it, and many listeners did. And we'll be bringing him back and exploring the issue a little bit further. And as I promised him, I will be writing a review of his book and already cleared that with the Idaho Observer. That will be in the next issue, as well as the new research on Osama. Oh, well, let me go back. The new research on Barack Obama. The names start rhyming after a while. And if I don't take my daily dose of hemp, my mind slows down. With that, I'd like to bring on tonight's guest. He is the founder of hempusa.org, and his products are serving multiple purposes for a lot of different people. And we're going to get into a very in-depth discussion of why it's important for us to have whole foods with the coming times that are approaching us. Now, this isn't about fear-mongering, it's about empowerment. And you can easily go to his website, and we'll be giving you that information, so grab a a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper, and be ready to write some things down that he mentioned, and we'll hopefully be able to answer any questions. In fact, we may take some calls tonight, too. So if you have a question for tonight's guest, feel free to call in any of the station. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say station 2 lines, because we had some trouble with the local lines in California last night. Someone had caused a fiber optic cable to go bananas and melt. So station 2 will be the numbers, and those of you who are on the BBS site, just look on the right side of the index page. That's the home page. When you first log into the site, and you'll see the numbers there. And I may give them out in a little bit. Anyway, with that, I'd like to invite back to Evident Footprints my good friend, and he's also a sponsor of DirectLightProductions.com, my website, as well as my show, Evident Footprints, and BBS Radio, Mr. Tom James. Tom, good evening.
Good evening, bro. I am ready and raring to go to explain how this incredible product can change everybody's life.
Okay.
I'm having a cup of hemp coffee as we speak.
All right.
I just want to let you know that I'm awake right now.
Okay. I've had several requests, Tom, for us to go into a little bit of the, let's say, the biology and the physiology of what a person can expect, why they should be having a hemp product as part of their diet, what benefits they can expect, and the specifics about storing the food and you know, what quantities they should get, those types of things. So let's approach it tonight, because I've had people ask for some real specific information. They're hearing your ads all over the place. So
yes.
They're looking forward to, you know, a really in-depth, let's say, holistic type of explanation. And I also want to keep a little bit of time aside so that we can discuss the issues of detoxification. Okay?
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you want to talk about first? You tell me, and I'll be glad to explain as the best of my ability.
Well, for the new listeners, let's do a brief introduction about hemp, what it is. Let's dispel the myths. We're not talking about a drug here.
Right.
And,
Basically, hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. That's still a myth that's in this country, and it's been pushed on the American people as propaganda for, gosh, the last 70 years. And it is a totally separate, distinct plant. It's a different variety of the same species, but it is absolutely THC-free. Okay, and it was used, and it's used since the beginning of time as food, clothing, and shelter. And the hemp plant is grown only for its seed, and it's used for food. That's the product we sell. The average plant is anywhere from 2 foot to 5 feet tall. It's grown in northern Canada in about 8 provinces, and it's grown in very deep, thick soil. It's rotated. The crop is rotated every 3 years, so it maintains the life of the soil and nutrition. And this food is the most nutritious food on the planet, and it's one of the reasons, one of them, I say, why it's not allowed in America at this time, because it's so nutritious and so competitive to so many industries.
Yes. Now, when you say not allowed in America, what you're really referring to is the cultivation.
It's not allowed to be cultivated in America. Yeah. That's why every seed that comes over the border, Don, has got to be sterilized. And the big difference about our product is our seeds aren't sterilized, but in the process of the toasting to make them more tasty and bring out the flavor and make it easier to chew, we also make it non-viable. So the seeds are just absolutely delicious when you eat them, unlike a raw sterilized seed, which is rather hard, and it doesn't have quite the taste as the toasted seed does. Plus, we salt ours with sea salt, which we're the only ones doing that right now in Northern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I looked into this a while back. This was several months ago when you were on the show. I had a listener actually write me and ask if it was actually legal anywhere in the United States to grow hemp in terms of the states.
Yeah.
And there are some states that actually have made it lawful to grow hemp. It's the federal government that is forbidding the cultivation of hemp. And
you are
correct. Yeah, I think it's...
You are absolutely 100% correct. And the whole thing is, it's the law never differentiated between the varieties because it's a huge industrial potential. So basically, they tied it in with the marijuana plant to keep it out. It's that simple. It's really simple. And what they did is they terrified people saying it was a dangerous drug and tied it in with a psychoactive drug, which is the marijuana plant, which is a totally different plant. And it's been extremely successful. But what I say, Don, at least we can still get it here. And at least people can still eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though they can't grow it.
I just find it ironic, you know, that last year a Mexican truck or drug dealer entered the country with 743 pounds of the illegal kind, and he was shot in the rear end by one of two border guards who were defending themselves because the guy was armed, and you know, they didn't mind that coming into the country. I just find it really ironic. And so basically what we're talking about here is they would rather have the drug come in than the food. And they're totally different, as you said.
Yes, absolutely. Totally 100% different. As I said, wars were fought over this product, Don. Many, many wars, back as far as we can remember, were fought over hemp because it was essential for the security of a nation. You can even find a little speech that was in a Clinton speech back, and it's vital to the security of a nation having a proper supply of hemp. And it's just an amazing product. When you know what it's done for every culture since humanity began, what it can do for the inside of your body is the same thing. And I'm going to tell you something. I do get a lot of people that email me and thank me. I said, don't thank me. Thank God, because it's his plant. And we're just bringing it to the people because... for so many years, nobody knew anything about it. You know what I'm saying? It's an exciting time. And now with the food shortage on, I see this plant as so important and vital to keep people alive and healthy during a time of need. And you can spend a lot of money on storable foods, and this is one of the best, most inexpensive, takes up the least room to store for future shortages.
Now, let's go, if we could sort of create a laundry list of the elements that are beneficial as a food source, and the different methods, you know, and I'm speaking of the products, in other words, the different manufacturing methods and what one could expect out of the different products. And I'm speaking about, the toasted seeds, or
yes.
Nuts, and then
yes.
The hulled nuts. Yeah, you
right,
follow.
Sure, I'll go over them. Well, the seeds are very, very beneficial. The outer shell, as I said earlier in one of the programs, that it's really a part of the Escheen family. It's actually a nut, and it's the only nutshell that you can eat that's beneficial to the human body because it literally scrapes the colon clean, the digestive tract, and it's loaded with nutrients. Loaded with chlorozyme and magnesium and calcium and potassium, all the basics that most Americans are deficient in. And that is a proven fact. Most people are actually deficient in the most basic of nutrients because it's not present in the soil that we're growing the food in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really that simple. And as I said, I was on Pastor Butch Powell's show last week, and I said that it would take two complete bathtubs full of salad or lettuce to equal one heaping tablespoon of hemp. So that should tell you the concentration of wealthy vitamins, minerals, and nutrients in every tablespoon. I mean, literally, you could, I hear it from a lot of weightlifters, a lot of people that are very clean and they're full of exercise every day and they're very in shape. They feel it the moment they take it. They feel it surge through their body. But so many people are so toxic, they might not feel it right away, but they will feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, you can never give a time limit on when you're going to feel it, but you know when your body is feeling better, when you're more attentive, when you have more energy, when you're sleeping better, when you can move, you know that your body is getting nutrients it's not used to receiving.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, as we get older, especially those of us that are kind of sensitive anyway, and we're noticing that the weather is changing.
And all your sore joints.
And you know, you'll be feeling that it's going to rain that day. You'll just, your joints, your knees and your ankles will start aching. And, it doesn't go away until it finally rains. Now, there's obviously a sensitivity to the changes in barometric pressure and the humidity that's occurring. But I noticed since I've been on hemp, taking hemp, that doesn't happen anymore. I have to go outside and look at the sky to see if it's going to rain.
It's really nice how it affects people because it affects everybody so differently. But one thing that is prevalent in most people that email me with their testimonials is that they digest their food better than they ever have. Because the powder itself, Don, is loaded with digestive enzymes. And when the body starts digesting, it changes all the balance in the body systems because now you're freeing up energy so you can push out toxins. Now you're freeing up energy so you can digest the food with the proper digestive enzymes and break down the proteins so you can feed the body and feel those nutrients that you want to get into your body. And you want to feel those nutrients working. Well, you can't unless you're digesting your food, and you have to have the proper digestive enzymes to do that. And in most of the processed foods, in cans and packages and frozen foods, it's dead, and it's dead food, and it does not have digestive enzymes in it. It's that simple. It all begins in the gut. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Now, I'll vouch for what you just said, too. I have Michael Anthony on the show quite often, and he's an herbalist, and he himself will say the same thing about certain types of food that we buy, let's say, like the different meat. It's a bit different if you're hunting, let's say, on your land, if you're providing for your family and you're not doing it in the sadistic way that that the meat markets and the hen houses raise cattle and chickens. There's a totally different approach to the whole thing, and it really is a spiritual context. So the vibration of the food is different, is what I'm getting at. And
you want to talk about vibration. There are many ways to measure it, and I don't want to get into how, because there are many people that have checked this food for vibrational frequency. It is the highest of any food tested, okay? There's many ways of testing. Some people just have that innate in them, and they could do a muscle test. They're kinesiologists, muscle testers. They have tested this food, and they're just overwhelmed with the energy pouring out of it. I believe if you could see into the spirit world, literally, physically, this would be a glowing food. It would be just loaded with energy, just whipping around it, you know? Because once you take it, you know your body craves it, but you don't know it until you take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, if I can add to that, besides Michael Anthony, I had Dr. B. Sirius on. He's a musician like us, but he is also moved into areas of psychological kinesiology.
Yeah.
And he's been focusing his efforts on removing parasites from the human body, and as well as toxicity. And there are two aspects of toxicity that he refers to. One is what we eat, or is caused by what we eat, and it could be artificial or putrefied food, as well as the secretions that these parasites in their mutational activities secrete, which adds to the toxicity or modifies that toxicity and makes it more dangerous. So he
also speaks. Well, I have to agree with that. Absolutely. It's the feces from the parasites that are actually extremely dangerous, and they have to get out of the body besides the parasites. But most people are full of both. They have parasites, and they're putting up, and basically they're filling their adipose fat cells with parasite feces. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty bad. And I just wanted to explain to the people, when they put a really super food in their body like hemp, that they are going to release more energy, and they're going to give the body extra energy to push out toxins. And the digestion is so great that they will see bowel movement increases on a daily basis. I have many people write me that have not been and gone to the bathroom but two or three times a week. Now they're going two or three times a day. And this is true with most people that take hemp. I mean, at least I would say 90% of the people call me with just wonderful, wonderful results, and they reorder the product. But I'm just telling you the difference. Our hemp is quite different. On the powder end, Don, our powder is 12% oil, and it is not a flour. It's a heavy cake powder, a big difference than what's available in the health food stores in America.
Mm-hmm.
What's available in the health food stores in America is about a 3% oil base, and it's loaded with fiber, so it's a much lighter and a much lighter grain, and it's a much lighter weight flour. So the flour is different than a cake powder. So our cake powder, when you have it, you will know the difference. You will taste the difference. You can literally take it with water and it tastes good. It's not a bad tasting product, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't sweeten anything. We don't add preservatives. Everything is ground up right from the farm and delivered to the consumer. But to see a digestion problem, we've had people with Crohn's disease and all kinds of digestive problems and ailments really benefit from the powder, you know? So I just wanted to touch on that.
I've been experimenting with the powder. Of course, now I'm making smoothies with it, and I'm using it for vegetable dishes and salads. It's kind of interesting, the flavors and the textures that it takes on. It sort of adapts to whatever you're putting it in. It's very interesting, and it's kind of a nutty taste, even though it's a very, you know, the powder is a very dark green color for someone that hasn't seen it. Very dark green, and so it hides itself well in vegetable dishes. And you can almost treat it like a spice in that sense. Yet the benefits are much greater. And everyone that has tried something that I have, a dish that I've made with that, remarks about, what is that taste? This is really good. You know, what did you put in this? So I tell them it's a secret. And then I give out your website.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you to do.
It
is an amazing food. It is very adaptable, by the way. And if just a little tidbit of information, the only place hemp does not grow on the universe, in our world, is Antarctica. I figure I'd just throw that in. So if anybody's going to Antarctica, just call me before you go. You know what I mean? I got to also talk about, well, we talked about the seeds just a little bit, and people can call in and ask questions, too. We talked about the powder. The soft centers are the hulled seeds. That's the center of the seed. And I have got to tell you They are absolutely delicious and chewy, and they are wonderful on baked potatoes and salads and yogurts and whatever you put it on, you're going to want to eat more of it. And that's just the way it is. It's absolutely delectable when you put it in your mouth. Am I not right?
No, you're right. Now, I don't know where else you would put it besides your mouth, but...
Well, you know what I'm saying. It's just so tasty that you have to, like, say something when you put it in your mouth. At least that's what it does to me. I have to say, you know, because it's just so good, you know? Anyway, that's the soft centers. And the other product is, of course, the coffee. The coffee is non-GMO, and I believe most coffee beans have been genetically modified over the past 50 years, and I believe most coffee is loaded with monosodium glutamate because of the effects people have from it. Addiction, headaches, digestive problems, nervousness, and their heart palpitates. Sometimes for up to 2 days, I hear, from many people. And many of my customers have given up coffee for the last 15 or 20 years because of that reason, and now they're coming back with the hemp coffee because it doesn't affect the body like that.
Mm-hmm.
Will not make your heart beat faster, and it won't make you jittery, but it will wake your brain up, right, Don?
Yeah, that's right. Now, you know, there's an important thing that I wanted to mention, and there are people out there in the listening audience who buy the regular commercial cereals, we'll say, and they list all the vitamins, and they list niacin. And niacin is another name for caffeine, isn't it?
okay. To be honest with you,
I don't know if you're aware of that, but that's a... I mean, what is niacin?
Interesting. There's niacin. You said niacin?
Niacin, N-I-A-C-I-N.
Yeah, you're saying it's another name for caffeine?
Yes.
Interesting.
Okay, interesting.
Is that like Laetril and B-17?
Well, you know, the point I'm making here, Tom, is that when we read these labels, it is important to know what these things are. People read monosodium glutamate. There's a general rule, if you can't say it, or if it's very difficult to pronounce, there's a good chance that it's been created in a laboratory, and it's got a side effect to it.
Of course, and there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names for monosodium glutamate. I think there's somebody sitting up in a room just thinking of them every day just so they can hide them. And the funny thing is it makes the pancreas work 3 or 4 times harder, and it burns it out, and I believe that's one of the big reasons that diabetes is on such a rampage right now. It's because of the food supply. Come on, let's face it. You know, it is eating holes in people's brains. It's causing them to desire food that is extremely bad for them and filling their body with more chemicals, and it reacts and it just destroys and burns out the pancreas. It's pretty basic, and that's really what it does. And it does a lot of other things, but the main thing right now, since we're talking about diabetes for a second, I believe that's one of the main causes, and that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying, Don?
Yes, I just looked up the word niacin. I guess I may have misspoke. It's actually, it's another name for nicotinic acid. So it's nicotine.
Now that I could understand. Nicotinic acid.
I guess that was a Freudian slip. I had one of those on another show recently.
Okay.
But, you know, where you say something.
We had people the last time wanted to know if there was B-17 in the hemp. I believe there is B-17 in it. B-17 is found in quite a number of seeds, including, there's a list. I don't even have it in front of me, actually, Don, but I believe there are many seeds that have B-17, and I believe our government really doesn't want people to know that because it is a powerful healer, cancer healer. So I am in the process of finding out a little more about that, and I'm going to find out more from a couple of scientists what else is in here that has not been discussed with the American people. I think I told you earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be very interesting.
There's always been an issue about the B-complex vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, they're loaded with Bs. No, I mean, hemp is loaded with B. A lot of different ones, you know?
You know, there was a rage in the 1980s, the early 1980s, where doctors were giving out vitamin B shots. You know, you get one in your rear end, and that was supposed to really build up your immune system. I don't know for certain that that's the case. I always noticed that people that told me that they were on B12 shots seemed to be very hyper. And I think any vitamin that you take is important to combine it with magnesium, number one, and in a form that is digestible, because magnesium is basically like a rock unless it's in the proper form. If you can get magnesium in your food, that's great, but it's rare anymore to find it in many of the foods. You were talking about crop rotation. And that's very important. That's one reason why many plants and vegetables and fruits are not rich in essential minerals and or vitamins, because of the soil conditions. And when they're putting chemicals to make these things grow faster, or when they're using genetically modified seeds to grow the plants, the nutritional value is zilch.
Absolutely. They hurt the farmer and they hurt this country when they stopped using hemp as a rotational crop. If it was never used for food and just as a rotational crop, it would be so advantageous. Our crops would probably be yielding 3 or 4 times what they're yielding now. The soil would not be eroding because it stopped soil erosion because of the taproots grew so deep. And they used to pull up minerals from the ground that no other plant could pull up. So hemp was very, very important to the farmers, and it really, really hurt the land, and it just hurt everyone when they would not allow it to grow. Can you imagine 71 years in prohibition for a food plant? And I think alcohol prohibition was only 13 years, so somebody's got to stand up and say something about it. Let's wake up America now, okay? And let them know that we need to bring hemp back to America. And that is my next new song, by the way, Don. I'm going to share it with you next week, okay?
Okay.
Bring hemp back to America, and at least let us bring it into our bodies before we bring it in, you know?
Yeah.
And by the way, when they came up with that machine that was called a corticator, when they could actually process it to the point, it was 1937. Guess what happened in 1937?
Well,
let's see. Marijuana Tax Act, and they did away with the corticating machine, so they couldn't produce it in America. Isn't that something?
Hmm.
In and about the same year, that's when the Marijuana Tax Act came in, and they knew that they were getting very close to producing and having a production facilities in America. The petrochemical industries did not want that competition, and they made sure through legal terminology that that would not happen, and they were successful at it. So the American people should know that they were duped and they were led astray, and the wool was pulled over their eyes, and the best plant known to man was taken away from America, and we were sold petrochemicals.
Okay, Tom, hold that thought. We're going to take a short pause here, and we'll be right back. Folks, you're listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com, and our guest, Tom James, from Hemp USA.org will be right back with us. Don't go away.
Well, partner, we got our pork and beans, we got our coffee, and we got this real nice campfire. Now all we need is the radio. Go get that radio so we can listen to BBS. Buy some batteries yesterday, but you forgot to buy them today.
A man can only do so many things in one day. Going down and get The Idaho Observer, a monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
Second half of tonight's show. You're listening to BBSRadio.com, Evident Footprints, and we're inviting back Mr. Tom James. Tom, welcome back.
Welcome. All right, I am back, my friend. Hey, by the way, not to bring anything up about a new product, but did you know I had a new product out? We released it about 7 days ago. It is on hempusa.org. It's called microplant powder. Did I explain that to you at all? What it does?
I think you did off the air, yes, but we haven't shared it with the audience, yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting because it kind of is a synergistic product that goes along with the hemp. It is a detoxifier of the body. It is a negative charged powder found under the zeolite beds in freshwater lakes west of the Mississippi. I found a company that mines this, and I was so impressed with it after I checked it out for a number of days that, and actually it's been tested for over 9 months, that it has such a negative charge that it attracts positive toxins from the body and it pulls them out, including all heavy metals, all parasites. It will lower the fungus level, bacterial level, and virus level in the human body. And whatever toxin is in there, it'll actually clean out the stomach lining so you can absorb nutrients. And I said, boy, since this is a freshwater plant, I've got the best land plant going. Now we've got the most interesting freshwater microplant that can do an absolute white tornado on the human body. So if people are very concerned about heavy metals and their chelation is so expensive, this is a very inexpensive way to do it. It dissolves in water in 3 or 4 seconds, and you can just drink it. It barely has a taste. But it has such a negative charge that it will adhere to anything that is positively charged that does not belong in the body, and it will be expelled when you go to the bathroom.
Hmm.
And it's called microplant powder. It is quite amazing, and it does work. And it has really no taste or smell. So you could mix it with anything. You could even mix it with the hemp if you wanted to. You can mix it with water. A lot of people mix it with juices. But I find that I also give 2.5 pounds of it in a jar, and it will last somebody maybe 3-4 months. So it's very inexpensive. We don't charge shipping on it. We'll ship it for free anywhere in the 50 states. So I just wanted to, you know, tell you a little bit about that. That's a new product, and it's by hempusa.org.
Now, if it doesn't have a taste or a smell, does it have a color?
Yes, it does. It's like a beige color. It's like an off-white.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, if it doesn't have... doesn't have a taste or a smell, and it doesn't have a color, how do you know it'll be in the water? So, you know what I'm saying?
No, there's a slight taste, and it's like a chalky taste, but it's not, like, offensive at all. I've never had anybody said that it made them sick to their stomach or anything. It's just an incredible product. And mm-hmm. It will clean you out, folks. That's all I could tell you. Hemp will also clean you up. But now we're talking about another end where you're going to go after microorganisms that really don't belong in your body. So mm-hmm. I just think it's a wonderful time to clean out, and I think America should clean out. There are so many. By the way, It will remove mycotoxins. I'm talking chemicals that are in the air, chemicals that are in our fruit and in our food. It will remove them. They're called mycotoxins, and they get caught in the joints. And since this product is very high silica, people that have arthritis, the pain should be relieved within a two-week period because it'll build up the cartilage and the synovial fluid in the joints. Very, very important. So it's a wild product. I'm excited about it. We sold 2,000 pounds in 4 days, and we're shipping it for my new shipper in Southern California, and they get the orders out very quickly. So
now, what is the serving size and what quantity is it shipped in? In other words, like a normal order.
Yeah, normal size container is 2.5 pounds. A lot of people buy 4 at a time, which is a case, and I give $25 off on the case. Only on your show and only on the last show I was on, I've done it. If they go to the website, they're going to see it for $150. So on, if anybody calls me up and said it was the Don Nikoloff show, they will get $25 off that case, and there still is no shipping.
Now, what if they say it was the Evident Footprint show? How much do they get off?
Footprints, of course. It would be a discount. It's only I'm doing it because I'm on your show, you know. Other than that, if nobody hears it, they're going to pay regular price because they're going to have to click it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But average person from one heaping tablespoon to 3 heaping tablespoons a day. And they can put it in any drink. It literally disappears in like 3-4 seconds. It's gone, and you just drink it. It's a lot easier than pills, and, you know.
Yeah, is it something that you're going to want to make sure you're home for a while when you take this? In other words, there might be the individual out there that would put it in a glass of water and drink it on their way to work, and they're in freeway traffic wishing that they had waited until they got home.
No, not that bad. No.
Okay.
But it doesn't affect me like that, and I do about 2-3 a day myself. And I'm doing a metal detox myself. But it doesn't affect me like that. But when you have to go, you really go.
Yeah.
You know?
I would presume that would be the case. So
I just really feel that it's so beneficial. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, this will not hurt anybody. It is a wonderful product. It is safe, and it's safe for children. It's safe for adults. You can give it to your dogs and deworm your dogs and cats with it. That's exactly what it will do for humans. It will do for animals. I don't really even say it on my site, but I basically want people to take it, you know. But it is amazing. So, and some people can even cut down to doing a couple teaspoons a day. So it just depends on your body. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's different, but you'll know. And it is amazing, but that's this very strong negative charge. So it's really like a magnet scouring the body. And it will enter the bloodstream, and it will clean up the blood. Oh, it will not affect the B12 or the vitamin K in the stomach or the intestines. It will not affect the B12 or the K in the stomach. It will not harm the good flora, but it will remove the bad. That's real important, okay, Don?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm listening to you, and I'm visualizing all of this.
Okay.
Now, that there are a lot of folks. I'm still amazed when I hear this. You know, I used to have a few fillings from when I was really young. The mercury type of filling, and of course I got those out as soon as I found out. About the toxicity. That toxicity is some of what you're talking about that people have. There may be people that are eating organic food and really health conscious and getting lots of exercise, and they're thinking to themselves, well, you know, I don't have that problem. And yet, even if they have had the fillings removed, it doesn't hurt to make sure that you're getting these toxins out of your body because...
You got to understand one thing. I went through this myself. I would recommend the Huggins Protocol. You get a book. Everybody listen. Whoever's listening, this will really benefit you. You get a book called It's All in Your Head by Dr. Huggins. It is the Huggins Protocol, H-U-G-G-I-N-S. The Huggins Protocol, he was the first dentist in America to lose his license to stand up against the all the groups, the dental association, saying that, you know, he's not going to be putting metal in the mouth. It's a very dangerous mercury-ridden metal. Why would you want to put it in people's mouths? Anyway, I had mine removed over a six-month period. I had a quarter done at a time. You don't do everything at once. It's a tremendous shock to the body. Now, just because you remove it out of your mouth doesn't mean it's out of your body. It holes into your cells and your nerves and your organs, and it's got to come out over a period of years. So don't think just because you remove it, it's gone. Mercury has a way of staying in the body. As a matter of fact, you probably have parasites because parasites love mercury. They live in it. They live for it. Of course, they live with your food, too, but they enjoy mercury. So the thing is, if we're going to be doing the detox, the microplant food is a very powerful metal remover. I don't care what you have. It'll remove the metal. It's just a natural detoxifier, and it will absorb it like a sponge. But the Huggins Protocol is very important because what they want you to do is they want you to take samples of your blood, send it to a lab, and they do a centrifugal blood test on it. And there's only one place that's located in Colorado that does it. You can find the name in the book. And you put your blood on ice. You send it out there. They do a test, and they test to see what composites you're least allergic to so they can put it back in your mouth. Right, Don? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They do a test, what you're least reactive to and what you're mediumly reactive to and what you're really reactive to. So usually, of course, everybody goes for their least reactive, and they get a book back, and they give it to their dentist, a dentist that is doing the Huggins Protocol. And they know exactly how to remove it and what to put back in so you don't have any problems. And I have had a wonderful dentist work on my teeth in New Jersey, and she filled it with my least reactive compound, and it's been wonderful. Absolutely wonderful, and it took a year before I felt better after the mercury removal, and now I'm removing it from my organs and my blood. So it's not as easy as people think. You have to do it over a period of time. Nothing's quick. If we had mercury in our mouths for 40 or 50 years, you think it's going to come out in one removal of all the metal in the teeth? It's not. It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. If anybody says anything else, then I don't believe they're telling you the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, the sad thing is they knew about this toxicity before it was even, you know, before it came a regular practice.
Of course they did. They used to warn the dentist in school, be careful you don't drop any on your floor, and if you do, put gloves on when you're handling it, but they're putting it in people's mouths, you know?
Yes.
This doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Oh yeah, they were told at college to be very careful. Make sure you store it in this thing, but it's okay to put it in a human mouth. But there's also a film you can get. It's by Calgary. If you go into a Google search, put it Mercury Calgary, and you'll get their little video, and it shows you how it destroys the neuron when mercury hits a neuron in the brain. It totally retracts and it dies. So you can imagine how many millions of brain cells it's killing each and every day that mercury's in our mouth since we were kids. It's kind of sad to think about. I'm thinking that's why everybody's mercury is so bad, you know?
Yeah, I was going to bring up the issue of fish. You know, generally speaking, if we get into meat and poultry and fish, a lot of people feel that fish are the least likely, and it's going to depend really on the type of fish, because, you know, you have the bottom dwellers that really are living off of certain types of bacteria that are at the bottom of whatever that. Yeah, and they all have a tendency now to show up with high concentrations of mercury. So eating fish all of a sudden has become very risky.
Well, yes, and you know, it's funny you said that. People email me on a daily basis to say, how does this compare to fish oil? How does hemp oil compare to fish oil? I says, first of all, if you had to compare from 1 to a 500, hemp oil would be number one. First of all, it has no mercury. Second of all, it's the most nutritious oil in the world with a perfect balance of essential fatty acids of 3 to 6 and 9. Perfect balance over any oil. It's got oleolic acid, which is a builder of the brain. It literally rebuilds the myelin sheath around the nerves. It dilates the corpuscles and vessels and blood vessels and arteries and literally allows blood to flow. And if somebody's 80, 90 years old, I have tons of older people buying the oil because they're just nuts about it. They buy it by the gallon and they put it in their freezer knowing it won't go bad. You know? So it's really a life changer. But you talk about fish oil. Yes, the contamination of mercury is there. Why take it? You know? Why, when you could get, for probably half or a third the price, you could buy hemp oil and get a much more larger amount of it than buying fish pills in little pill form. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Think about
have to know the source and know the integrity of the product. You know, you're not saying that all fish oil has mercury in it, but you have to ask the question, out of all those manufacturers, how many of them are actually checking for mercury, you know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I wasn't making a claim on how much mercury is. I was saying the nutritional density, you can't compare it to fish oil. It is so much more nutritious. I mean, you could read it in all the medical journals. They've done. Mm-hmm. People have spent their whole lives studying the essential fatty oil effect of hemp oil on human existence. I mean, there are studies on it. That people that start to take hemp oil after 3 days enjoy the sun more, and they get the benefits from the sun rays. It actually brings life back to the electrical system of the body when they start taking hemp oil. Okay? And I'm not talking about the hemp oil in the store. I'm talking about a dark green, cold-pressed, triple-filtered oil like I sell.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I'm talking about. Because there are orange, yellow, light green hemp oils out there that are actually going bad, and they're still bottled, and people are drinking them, and they think they're going to, you know, get the same effect. You have to have a fresh, triple-filtered, cold-pressed oil, and it literally, I think you can taste the difference. Do you have any oil right now? Have you used any oil?
Yeah, I do. In fact, there's a big difference. I mean, I used to cook with olive oil. And I still do occasionally, just because of the flavor that you get from it. But I can substitute hemp oil, and many people will notice a difference, but it's a positive difference in their mind. They're asking, they'll ask specifically, what kind of oil is this? Because they know that there's a different taste. Certain types of oil break down also when you're cooking.
Yeah, well, I know you cook with it. I don't recommend cooking with it unless it's very quick and very low heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not talking about, you know, grilling steaks or anything like that. I'm talking about something
like a saute, light saute.
Yeah, if I'm going to saute some vegetables, let's say, or something like that, which is quick.
A low heat is fine. Other than that, that's why I say don't do it unless you really know how to cook with it. You're right. Because you don't want to cook the enzymes away or the nutritional, because it is a very special oil. I recommend the best way to do with the oil. I don't see anything wrong with what you're doing, because there are a lot of people that do light cooking with it. The best way, really, is to 2 tablespoons a day. If you literally want to see a change in your cholesterol in a very short period of time and a gigantic change in your blood pressure, just do hemp oil. You'll see it without pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, and you can put it in a smoothie too.
Oh, absolutely! You know. Put it in a smoothie. Yeah. You can. Many people use it on salads. I love it on my salad. I really do. I just love it. So too much can't hurt you, and not enough will hurt you more than too much. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I can tell you, animals love it.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Animals go crazy for it.
They sure do. Animals love it, and animals know a good thing. And I also found in reading that The salmon go nuts over hemp seeds. They frenzy over it. Did you know that? They go nuts. Oh. If it's on a hook, they'll go nuts with it.
No, I haven't tried that.
No, I know. I read this in an article, and actually I saw a video somewhere. I don't know where it was. I don't know, but it was about hemp seeds that the salmon fish literally go nuts for the meat of the seed. And I'm going to tell you another thing. I left some seeds in the back of my area, in back of my my barn area. I left some seeds out. They ripped open the bag of seeds and opened each one, like just perfectly split them open and took the centers out. And there were piles of hemp seed coverings, and all the meat was out of them from these little mice. So they love the inside of a hemp seed.
I'm glad you said mice. I was wondering if you had salmon in your backyard. We were just talking about the salmon.
So what I did, I found out one day that they liked them. So what I did is I left a whole bunch of them there. Okay, I'm not kidding. And I came back in the morning. Every seed was opened up, and nothing but shells were left, the two shells when they split it apart. It's absolutely hilarious. Hmm. So they must sit there all night with their little hands and open them up and just gorge themselves, you know?
Yeah.
I'm worried one day I'm going to go back. They're going to be like three times the size, you know? Real healthy mice, you know?
Well, you know, I told you my bird asks for them.
Yes, I'd love to hear that story again. The bird literally asks for it. How does he say it?
Oh, yeah. Now he asks, I'll give him hemp seed, and I'll sprinkle it on top of his regular bird seed, you know. And he gets nuts and all kinds of good stuff. Fruit and vegetables, and so he eats really well.
You spoil him, man.
He loves the hemp seed, and he'll ask me, he'll say, "What's that?" When he watches me put all this stuff in his food dish. And he says, "What's that?" And I said, "That's the hemp USA seed." and he'll start talking under his breath. He'll just, sort of mumble. And then when I bring it to him, he'll eat it. He says, "Thank you." And then he'll eat. And I see him picking out the hemp seeds.
Wow.
And he says, "That's good. Can I have some more?" And
wow.
I said, What do you want? He says, "Hemp USA."
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wait,
and I'm trying to get a recording of it now. You know, right now he's real conscious of it.
You have got to be kidding me. Can you have the bird on the show with us one day? Could you?
Well, it's a possibility. The problem is he's usually sleeping at this hour, you know.
Well, Don, and so am I. If I wasn't one of your friends, believe me, I would. I mean, this is incredible if you think about it.
No, there are people who've heard him speak, and they've heard him sing, and, you know, they know what he can do. And I'm telling you, I told you I was going to teach him to say it, and it didn't take but 5 minutes.
Oh,
and,
kidding?
And he
That's
asked for
amazing.
It.
That's amazing. I am impressed. I mean, I'll tell you, I'd love to hear the bird one day. I really would.
He calls it Hemp USA.
Wow.
So, yeah, he loves. I give him the toasted nuts, and then I've also given him the soft centers on occasions. He likes both of them. You know, he's not real particular.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow, well, that's great. I appreciate you doing that. I'd love to hear him one day say it, you know. But if anybody wants to call in, bro, you're welcome to have them call in.
Okay, you know? Now your number. Let's see if I still have it memorized. I want to give your number out to the listening audience, and it's on the BBS site, all over the place. We've got your banner. It's on my website, directlightproductions.com, or you can call. Area code 908-691-2608. Is that correct?
You are correct, and they can call me tomorrow because I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, no, don't call tonight. And if they mention that they heard about this on Evident Footprints, you have a special for them. And repeat what that is again.
The special is on the microplant powder, our new product. Absolutely incredible seller. I will give you $25 off the case price. So you'll be saving $25 a case with free shipping, no tax, and no any kind of extra fee for over the borders, none of that. So it's a really very fair deal. Just call and ask for it. You can go on the site, hempusa.org, and read about the microplant food. You can also look at all the sizes of hemp we have and all the different products. So they're very visible, very colorful buttons, very easy, and there's no shipping, okay? No shipping. We ship very quickly. And you could call me. You could place an order. If you want that special price, you do have to call me. You can't do it on the website.
And they can mention either Evident Footprints or Don Nikoloff, right? And they
right.
get that.
Don Nikoloff or Evident Footprints, and I will actually keep my word.
For a change? Okay. I'm just kidding. All right. And your website is hempusa.org, and they can go there and read about all the different products you have. Now, you had mentioned, and before we go here, I just want to see if you've actually done this. I haven't been to your site within the last week, believe it or not, because I've been so busy with other things, as you well know, journalistic endeavors. And you had mentioned that you were going to come out with a different size sampler. Have you done that, or is that something that's in the works for the future?
Matter of fact, I was just sent over all my new artwork for the new label. We're going to be packaging it, but this next order, we're going to keep the old packaging with a new label, and then after that, the next order after that will be all new bags. There'll be 8-ounce pounders and 5-pounders. Yes, we're going to redo it.
Okay.
I
so right now, you have the 5-pound sampler, which is basically a pound of each of the products that we discussed.
Big, big seller, and the 5-pound sampler consists of 1 pound of powder, 1 pound of seeds, 17 ounces of oil, 1 pound of soft centers, and 1 pound of hemp coffee. And it's a great trial package to try out, and I normally always get an order for larger amounts later on because they fall in love with the taste of everything.
Yeah.
So that is available, too, the 5-pound sampler. And they're all on the website, and they can call and ask for them, you know. But if you really want to change your life, this is an outstanding food. Any way you look at it, you can't put a more densely nutrient food out of the 3 million edible food plants on Earth. This is the ultimate food plant. And remember, they're keeping it from the American people. There's a reason. There's a reason for it. If it's that competitive to the 2% elite, imagine what it can do to your body. Imagine how it could change the insides over a period of time. Imagine you're now going to get large amounts of potassium and magnesium and calcium that is deficient in the American food supply. Imagine storing this food, which will take up one-tenth of the room of space of all the other foods, costs one-fifth the price, and it's the most densely nutrient food known to man. What a great storable food. You agree, Don?
Yeah, and it's readily usable.
All you can live on this food, if you had to live on this food, it's a complete food, all you would need would be water. And I think that's really important. All you would need would be water.
And you would need that to make the coffee also.
No, and I'm just talking about you can eat the powder dry, you're right. Yeah, you need the water for coffee. But literally, if you were on the run and you were, like, saying you were on a survival mission or you have a survival pack with you, you could literally live on hemp. You could live just on the seeds if you had to.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they're just so densely nutrient. A complete handful of seed will give the body all the nutrition it needs for a 24-hour period. How does that grab you? I mean, just a handful of seeds. So there's got to be something special to it. And remember, folks, it's found in Ezekiel 34:29. He will raise up a plant renowned, and it is a plant renowned, around the world. And it is known everywhere, and it's been growing everywhere since the beginning of time. So it's not something we should be ashamed of. It's something that we should be proud of, and we should demand it back in every state growing in every state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God put this plant on the planet, that's for sure. This wasn't created in a laboratory.
Yes, like he did. And just because it has the same leaves of the marijuana plant doesn't mean it's marijuana. It is a totally different variety of the same species. There's hundreds and hundreds of varieties. And this particular variety is only grown for its seed. The rest of the plant is cultivated back into the soil to refeed that soil the dense nutrients it needs. Because the hemp plant pulls out such deep nutrients from deep into the ground and gives it to us, you know? So it's a very special plant. It really is. And it's a beautiful plant. Have you ever seen one up close? Absolutely gorgeous plant, Don.
I have to say I've not seen, you know, I've seen pictures and I've seen it in film. I've seen it in the news. Let's put it that way. But that's usually when they have these big busts. But we're talking about the other variety, you know.
Yes.
I've seen the pictures that you have posted on your website. And those are, there are actually some pretty large plants in that one photo where the farmer is kind of standing in between the rows. It's
That was a picture in Kentucky, by the way, in 1940. And that was a different type of hemp plant. They grow up to 15 feet tall, and that was used for rope and clothing and all kinds of linens and things, you know. It was used. Mm-hmm. Did you know the Encyclopedia Britannica for the last 150 years was printed on hemp paper?
You mentioned that to me off the air. That's pretty mind-blowing.
Isn't it mind-blowing? And you think about, you know, our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, our American flag, the first Levi pants. I mean, it's pretty cool to think about what was made out of this wonderful product. My gosh. And not only that, just to tell you that the building industry would be even scared to have it here because you can make cinder blocks for one-fifth the price, and they're one-sixth the weight. Could you imagine that? A cinder block that's so light, that's waterproof and fireproof. Could you imagine what that would do for building homes and building buildings for our economy? People could afford to live in homes. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. It's just an amazing plant. And it just there's so many ways it could just change the economy overnight if we only had production facilities to use it, to utilize it. It would take a while for it to grow if we did get permission. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's you know, it'd be worth that period of let's say dormancy or latency in the process to bring it and start cultivating it, and you know, things may get to the point where people are going to do it anyway if the insanity continues like it is right now.
Hey, you know what I found reading, Don, I got to share this with you. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson grew cannabis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's act described in their diaries and garden books. Indeed, at one point in his diary, Washington laments the fact that they had failed to separate the male from the female hemp plants in time. While this makes no difference in terms of hemp's use for rope or paper, it makes a great difference in smoking quality. I read that and I was dying, you know? So they grew both kinds. and that's proof. I just thought you'd love to hear that, you know?
And then they hungry and they said, hey, maybe we can eat this too, right?
I got to tell you another thing. All good paints and varnishes were made with cannabis seed until 1937 when everything changed. Sherwin-Williams Paint Company testified before Congress against the 1937 hemp tax transfer law. They testified against it because they said, no, we've got the best paint in the world. Why are you doing this to us?
Mm-hmm.
So they were forced into using the DuPont plastic and the petrochemical from DuPont. So you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They literally were forced to buy. So, boy, the politics of hemp is just, it's overwhelming, you know? It really is. And it's very sad because the successive generations that are coming up just don't know what they're missing, you know? We've got to let them know what they're missing. You know what I'm saying, Don?
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, we're out of time. It's been educational, and I hope we answered some questions that some of the listening audience had. I appreciate you taking the time to go through all that.
Absolutely, my friend. But listen, I'm ready to go another hour. You want to stay on?
Oh, no, we can't do that for several reasons, but we've got to let Seth get home early tonight. Seth has been doing some two-hour shows this week several times. And
thank you, Seth. We love you.
And his wife does carry a rolling pin with her, you know. So.
Oh, boy.
He says you're welcome. And he, you know, he had a suggestion that you should consider putting, this is from Seth now, something together sort of in a backpack type of package.
Yeah, where, we're going to do that for Christmas. We're going to come out with a Christmas package. And it's going to be called the Seth Complete Package. It's going to be all 2.5 pounds of every product we carry with a free gallon of oil.
A gallon of oil?
Yeah, huh? Free gallon. That's for Seth for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Hey, and I'm running low on my supply, by the way. So just want to let you know that while I have a chance to talk to you.
Okay, okay, buddy. I'll remember that. Looks like it's going to be coming to you pretty soon.
Okay, and Seth said, all right. I guess he's expecting that for Christmas time.
Yeah. So. Did I tell him the year that was? It was 2011.
Okay.
Anyway, it was good talking to you again.
All right, you too. And again, I'll give your number out to the listening audience.
Okay.
To order and to speak with Tom James. You can call during normal hours. He's on East Coast time, so take that into consideration. Let's say like 9 to 5 is reasonable for you.
They can call me after 5. They can call me up to 9.
Oh, 9 to 9 then, huh? Or are you saying
to
noon to 9? Okay,
yeah, because
9 to 9.
I deal with a lot of overseas calls and a lot of people on the West Coast.
Okay, so that's area code 908. 691-2608, or you can go directly to hempusa.org, right to the website, and you have all the buttons for the shopping carts and everything there that people can place an order online as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have a beautiful website. It's very informative. It's got all our testimonials. It's got all the radio interviews for the last 6 months. We've got a lot of news articles. We have all the new products and all the other products. So they're all about getting the body healthy again, you know, because we're all going to leave everything behind soon. And it's all about helping people and getting the right products to them, you know. And as I said, if you buy $95 or more on the website, it's free shipping. But anything that we talk about on your show is free shipping to your customers, okay?
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that, Tom. And look forward to your next visit on Evident Footprints. And I'm going to say goodnight to the listening audience now. You have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And our special guest, Tom James from Hemp USA, welcomes your calls or visits to his website. And you can do that tonight if you prefer. Calling begins tomorrow, though. Tom's going to hit the rack for the night. In the meantime, I would also like to thank Don Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible on BBS Radio. And we'd like to thank Seth Hendrick for the sound and his behind-the-scenes comments as well on the chat board. In the meantime, join me tomorrow night. Our special guest every Friday night is scientist, inventor, author, lecturer, and teacher Jim Murray. And it's sure to be another barn burner again tomorrow night. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.